Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
All right, guys, thanks for joining in. Roy Matlock Jr. here today, and today's going to be a great show. We're going to walk you through what I consider to be the three stages of your financial life, and so this is something that if you're getting started, it's going to be great for you. That's going to be stage one. Stage two is the accumulation stage, where you really kick it in and turn it on and make it happen. And then finally, for those of you that are at or near retirement, the withdrawal and transfer stage, or transferring the wealth to the next generation, things like that. And so I'm excited to be able to go through this, because I feel like a lot of times people, they don't know where to start. They don't know where, when they're at a certain stage, they don't know where to go. And so what we're going to do today is kind of get it going and take it all the way through from A to Z, your financial life. And so beginning at the get started stage, you know, one of the things I've always believed is this, you know, if you're young and you're getting started, I remember back when I was just got involved in the financial business, and this has been a long, long time ago. At age 24, I got licensed, and I didn't know beans about anything when it came to my money. All I knew was, you know, I was trying to make money, and I had spent money on the wrong things, bought the wrong cars, did all the wrong things. But I did do one thing right, and that was I found something that I liked doing. And so the first thing I always tell people, and when you're getting started young, you have a timetable. When you're young, you have a lot of energy. So the first thing you want to do is you want to change jobs, and you want to keep doing things until you find something you really like. All right. And when you find something you really like, over a period of time, what you're, and the way you know if you really like it is you would do it if you weren't getting paid. It's kind of like I ask people, I say, what is your, do you have a hobby you enjoy doing? And, oh, yeah, I play the guitar. Well, how often do you do it? Oh, as much as I can. Or I play golf as much as I have time for, that kind of thing. And so what you want to do is find something you like doing. All right. And if you find something you like doing, you'll put time in order to get good at it. And then the way you monetize it is you turn it into some type of business. And so now the first plan of action is find something you like, because the four key points in getting moving when you get started is, number one, you got to grow your income. Number two, you want to play defense with a goal of not losing. You don't want to go in when you're young and getting started. The first thing you do is make some bad decision, all right? And, you know, they call it a car accident, okay, good, where you go in and buy a car you can't afford, or you buy a house you can't afford, or you go in and you get a bunch of credit card debt, you make some bad decisions, you buy a timeshare. I can go on and on and on. One of my buddies has made a whole business out of getting people out of their mistakes with timeshares, whole industry as a result of it. And so what happens is number one, we grow our income, always work on that. So by time you're 30, that would be your number. You want to have done enough things where you say, you know, I'm pretty locked in. This is what I'm going to do. I was lucky. I did that when I was 24, 25. And so I was working on something that I could build on. Number two is I play defense with a goal of not losing. Don't want to mess it up. The third goal for someone getting started is you want to buy a home. You want to do that. And number four, you want to get $100,000 saved as quickly as possible. If you're married, one way you do it is you live on love alone and live on one income and save the other income and really push that thing forward. But the bottom line is, you're still in the getting started stage if you have not accomplished these things. Now, let's talk about the first thing you do. First thing and foremost, you do what we call a GPS. A GPS is your goal, your plan, your schedule. Now, what does that mean? Well, your goal, your plan, your schedule is just like if you get in your car, you're driving along, and you say, I want to go someplace. It says, all right, where do you want to go? Where do you want to end up? Here's the different directions we're going to go, and you'll get there in 22 minutes. When it comes to your money, you want to have your GPS in place. That's your goal. What's it going to take to be able to quit one day and live the lifestyle I want to live? Take that number, multiply it by 20, and that's the goal. Then we're going to add some inflation to it, depending on the length of time it is. About every 20 years, you need to double that. And so we come up with a goal. Then we come up with a plan. We're going to do all these things. I'm going to talk about that. And then we have our date in which we're going to be able to quit and be, you know, financially free. And then at the same time, part of the getting started is building your team of trusted advisors. You know, I believe this. You need to have a financial advisor, someone you trust that knows more about money than you do. You need to have a CPA. You need to have a doctor. People like this, a lawyer. I go around, even my golf coach. All right, I want to be able to play good golf and competitive golf. I got a golf coach. And so what I want to do is go find people that know more than I know. And then I have a goal, a plan, a schedule. I got my GPS in place. I got my advisors in place that keep me from doing the wrong things, get me on the right direction, that kind of thing. The second thing is we set up a budget and an emergency fund. That budget is keeps you from spending more than you make. We have deep dives that you can go into to learn more about how to do that. Your emergency fund is 3 to 6 months of your expenses. That's in a liquid account, maybe a money market account. We go to number three, we start purchasing insurance. We make sure we have the proper life insurance. We got the proper disability insurance in the event we get hurt. We have health insurance. We have the liability insurance. That could include renters, homeowners, that kind of stuff. And that keeps us out of trouble. So now we're defensive. We know the difference, number four, between good debt and bad debt. What is good debt? It's tied to something that goes up in value. It might be even, I don't have a problem if someone can afford something. Did they borrow money in order to go in business? That's what the bond market is. There's nothing wrong with that. A house, things like that. What's the key to good debt? The good debt is you can afford it. Number two, it goes towards something that appreciates. And then what is bad debt? Bad debt is you can't afford it. That's the first thing. And then the second thing is it's tied to things that go down in value. So that's number four. So we got GPS, number one, budget, emergency fund, get the proper insurance so we don't lose. Number four is the good debt, bad debt. Number five, we're going to set aside money to buy a home that we can easily afford. So we set that money aside. That should be a big goal. And then if we have children, we look at estate planning, things like that, where we make sure if something happens to both of us, anything like that, or whatever, our kids are taken care of. And our long-term getting started goal is we're going to save $100,000. That's what we're going to do. And so what happens is you begin your life doing it that way. All right. GPS, budget emergency fund, proper insurance, only good debt. You get your home money saved. You've got an estate plan if you have children and things like that. And then we're going to get to $100,000. So here's what I would tell you to do. If you're listening right now and you're getting started, after this, we're going to get a little more detail on it, checkoffs, and then what we're going to do is go into the next stage, which is the accumulation stage. Visit RoyMatlockJr.com. or talk to your advisor and get started, and let's get on track and get to that $100,000 plan. We'll be right back.